here we are on a bright sunny day for a late lunch with Gaynor. Gaynor, hello.
Hello.
Are you ready for this?
I'm very ready.
And what? How can you be very ready?
Oh, I'm just very ready.
Okay.
I'm always ready.
All
ready
right.
For anything, mate.
All right. Well, it's just as well. What are you going to make, Gaynor?
Right. Well, I've been thinking over the weekend, as
have
I do.
You? Mm.
And I thought, what for the next 3 weeks, I'm going to do starters, main course, dessert.
Three-course meal.
Yeah, for the come dine with me sort of thing. So if you've got some friends,
what?
Come dine with me on TV.
Is it still on?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
So if you've got mates that you want to come and have a meal and you want to look like you're clever,
got you,
or posh,
yeah,
then you can do this and it's so easy. They'll think you're posh. Ah, yeah, but they might have listened to the radio programme. But never mind. They'll think you're posh, but you'll know that it's really easy.
Yeah, okay. So this is a come dine with me sort of experience that we're offering.
Yep.
For the very first time,
yes,
on late lunch.
Yes.
Starting with what?
Well, I've got two starters. One roasted... What is it? Roasted Mediterranean vegetable soup.
Yes.
And the other is... avocado, tomato, and mozzarella salad.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So we get two starters.
Yes.
I'm liking this.
I want to show how easy it is to do. They're so easy, but they look amazing.
Okay.
So I'm not actually going to cook this soup. I've got all the ingredients here because I've already made the soup.
Yeah.
But this is. So I'll explain the soup first.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Go for it.
Right. So what you need is a courgette, a red onion, the long red peppers.
Yeah.
The long red peppers.
As
I can't remember what they're called.
Well, they're not that long.
They are.
That's about
they
two foot long.
Long. Yeah, in Asda.
Gainer.
In the supermarket.
Rewind.
Yes, in the supermarket. And at the moment, they're on offer two for a pound. So.
Right.
Yeah. Any colour peppers you want, yellow, red, orange,
yeah,
whatever. Garlic.
Gaynor,
yeah.
You know you mentioned a courgette. Where's that hiding? Oh, there it is. It was hiding under that long red pepper thing.
Which ends up, that's... Right, anyway, you can't see that. Maybe that's a good
thanks
job.
Thanks for showing us on the radio.
I did, didn't I? Oh, and shallots.
Yes.
Because they're always handy.
Oh, I love them.
So, basically, for enough to feed four, and that's feed four, rather than just a little bit for a starter,
yeah,
one courgette, one red onion, a couple of shallots, a couple of cloves of garlic. You know the on-the-vine tomatoes are nice?
Yeah.
One of those vines. Yeah. A couple of large tomatoes, olive oil. Did I mention courgette? Yeah, I did. And a vegetable stock cube.
Okay.
So what you do is you roughly chop your veg. And I mean really rustic.
Okay.
Okay, just...
Big, thick slices.
Big, thick. See what I mean, Kevin?
Yeah.
Explain how big and thick these are.
Yeah, those are about, as thick as...
Well, they're about an
anything, really.
Inch, aren't they? Really quite thick.
Yes.
But it just...
Rough cut.
The onion just cut into quarters.
Yeah.
So there's no chopping.
No, look at
there's,
that.
It's not going to make you cry.
No.
And it's not tedious. You literally just cut it into quarters.
All right.
Cloves of garlic. Cut the ends off each clove.
Yeah.
The skin comes off.
Chop it about.
No. As it is, whole.
Right.
Into the tin.
Right.
Which I've left over there. Same with the shallots. Just peel them, halve them.
Yeah.
Bung them in. So you put them in a roasting tray.
Yeah.
Cover them with olive oil.
I should say now that Gaynor is sort of miming a roasting tray.
I know,
tray.
I have to do that because the roasting tray's over there.
Right.
Right. So you put olive oil over the top, and then you can add, if you've got any basil leaves or oregano or any herbs that you want to go on, or you could just use dried mixed herbs.
Yeah.
Put them in the oven on a quite high heat, so about 200 on electric, 6 or 7 even on a gas. About 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
Halfway through, give them a slosh round, move them about a bit, so that they start, at the edges, start caramelising. Which is good, okay? So while that's doing that, you dissolve your stock cube in a little under a pint of water, okay?
Yeah.
Then you put all... when The vegetables are tender and nicely charcoaled. Not too charcoal, just a bit. Mm-hmm. You put them in a saucepan, add the stock, and then use a hand blender, but cover it with the tea towel so you don't get splattered, like I did earlier. And you zhuzh it all up, put it back on the heat.
I love the way you're doing it for me. Yeah.
Put it back on the heat. I mean, if you're serving it for a starter, that's done. Leave it to one side until just before your guests arrive.
Okay.
And then just warm it through. Okay. Serve it. You can even put a slosh of cream on the top as you serve it. Yeah. So that's one, the Mediterranean soup, which you have tasted because I just gave you a taste before we started.
So just remind me, so you chop the vegetables up roughly, all of them, shove them in a roasting tin with a bit of olive oil.
Yep.
Yeah, and then that's what, about, how long did you say? About
10 to 15 minutes.
At quite hot, 200 electric. And then you do the stock cube separately in a saucepan.
Yeah, you just boil. No, you boil your kettle.
Just boil the kettle.
Just under a pint.
Yeah.
Then when the roasting vegetables are done, put them into a saucepan. Just tip it wholesale. All the olive oil, all the juices, everything. Add the stock, whiz it up, warm it through.
Yeah. Got it.
Absolutely done.
Right. Perfect. And that is roasted vegetable. Roasted Mediterranean vegetable soup. So that's starter number one.
Right. Starter number two
is
avocado mozzarella and beef tomato salad.
Lovely.
Right. So avocados are really reasonably priced at the moment.
Could I hazard a guess at what the ingredients are?
Yeah, go on then. Go on.
Is it avocado, mozzarella, and beef tomato?
Yep.
Wow.
See?
Yeah.
But, see, the thing is, you can't see what it's going to look like.
No.
The whole thing about the starter is all these things taste really good.
Yeah.
They're really easy to put together, but it's what they look like on the plate. You have to visualise.
Right, okay.
Because what you actually do is you slice your tomato, and if you do it... Hang on, I've got to find the stalk end. Right, so it's... So that you've got the flowery pattern. How... Hang on, I'll pull that one off the stalk.
Yeah.
You don't cut it across.
Yeah.
You turn the stalk to the end and do it that way. So then you get the pattern.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
So, got you.
So you've got like a pattern tomato. Yeah.
So you see the pattern of the onion inside.
No, you don't see the pattern of the onion. You see the pattern of the tomato seeds inside.
Tomato.
Yes, I thought you might
did
have.
Did I say onion?
Yes, you did.
Oh, right, sorry.
So you start on a tea plate... And you put one ring of tomato.
Yes.
Then slightly next to the centre, you put one ring of mozzarella.
Yeah.
And then a slice of avocado.
And you go around the edge of the plate.
And then you go follow the edge of the plate round.
Ah.
In a pattern.
Oh, it's nice, this.
And then avocado. So it's tomato, mozzarella, avocado. And then in the middle, you can put mozzarella, tomato. When you slice your avocado, you just cut the avocado in half.
Yeah.
And you take the stone out the middle.
Yeah.
And peel the skin off. And then just cut it into slices.
Okay.
So it looks like a little horseshoe shape.
Like a bridge.
Yep. And then you put on the top of that some French dressing.
Okay.
Just drizzled.
A drizzle.
Just drizzled.
That does look nice.
And that's it.
Wow.
That's it done. So a starter that looks like...
Yeah.
Tastes amazing.
Oh, I bet it's good for you as well,
yeah.
isn't it?
Healthy, low fat.
Avocado is a superfood, isn't
it? And it is.
I've read that somewhere.
And you can get low fat mozzarella.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm going to make you taste it. That's why I went over there.
Oh, what? I can't eat that. We're holding... I've got...
Shush.
Goodness me.
You've done this before. You can do it. So you have a bit of the tomato, a bit of the... Open. Open.
You're so bossy.
Open. So when you eat it, you take the avocado, the mozzarella, the tomato and the dressing all in one mouthful.
Mmm.
And then it just... And actually, it's a smug food.
It's nice. It really is.
Because it actually feels like you're eating something healthy, but rich as well.
Yeah, that's a lovely taste. isn't it? That is beautiful.
It's one of my favourite things. I could sit there and eat that all day.
Yeah. And what do you reckon that would cost?
Well, at the moment, I bought two ripe avocados for £1. The tomatoes were 69 pence for six. Oh, and the mozzarella was 49 pence. And the vinaigrette dressing is a named brand. The named brand is 99 pence. And that's it. I mean, you can do four people on that.
Yeah, so that, what, £3 or £4?
Yeah, for a starter.
Wow, that's lovely.
Actually, is it? 3 pound dead.
£3.
Yeah. £3 to do four people.
For a really healthy salad.
Mm-hmm.
And that is quite substantial as well, isn't it?
Yeah, because the avocado is a very filling.
Yeah.
It's sort of like lines your stomach.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's two starters to do if you're going to have people around for dinner.
Yeah. And low cost again, but very good for you. Lots of vegetables and
very
healthy
easy.
Stuff. Yeah.
Easy and quick. I mean, the soup only takes 15 minutes.
Okay.
And that only took three.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
So, are you impressed?
Yeah, I am very impressed.
And so I do think sometimes.
I know.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Do you know what you're doing next week? Or is it a secret?
It's a secret. I do know what I'm doing next week. I'm actually going to make, the main course is going to be something that I went camping.
Yeah.
And I actually cooked it when we went camping.
Is it baked beans?
No.
It
involves steak.
Does it?
Yeah.
Steak? This is a first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's going to be cheap.
Okay. Are you cooking it so I can taste it
this
time?
Yes, I'm cooking it.
All right, I'll definitely be here for that then.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I thought you might.
Okay, that's fantastic. Anything else going on?
Youth club.
Yeah.
On Fridays.
I'm a bit too old for that now.
Yeah. We've got it.
Do you do an old club?
No, but you know what people have asked? Mm. This was a suggestion the other day. Why don't we have a not-so-youth club?
Yeah.
And we could have karaoke and stuff. Yeah. So we're in the process of maybe going with that.
Play cards and darts and...
Karaoke.
Karaoke?
Yeah.
You'll put people off,
pool
won't you?
Table. Because we've got the pool table. All right, I can't help miming. I can't help it. He's being mean, people. I can't help it. I used my hands to explain things.
It's brilliant. We've got to get you on the telly, haven't we? So
no, nobody would have me.
You, Gaynor, just did an impression of someone playing pool then. Just
thank you, Kevin.
In a split second. It's a gift.
Is it?
Yeah, it is a gift.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anyway, thanks, Gaynor.
That's all right.
I'll let you get on.
And I'll see you next week.
Will you? Steak.
Yeah, probably. It's steak.
Or is that probably
That's
now?
A definite steak.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
So I'll probably see you because it's steak.
Oh, I got you. Okay, right. Don't start.
I'm
anyway,
not.
We best go. We're going off on one here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just because I'm thinking.
Okay. Thanks, Gaynor.
All right. See you soon.
See ya. Bye. Bye.
Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, but first of all, please let there be love. 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 Let there be love.